This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. The film Secretary is an unusual comedy about an unusual office romance, a sadomasochistic relationship between a young woman and the lawyer she works for. The movie is adapted from a short story by Mary Gateskill. My guest is the director of the film, Stephen Shainberg. He also directed Hit Me, which is based on a Jim Thompson crime novel. When David Edelstein reviewed Secretary on Fresh Air, he described it as a film about two monumentally damaged people who might actually be freed from their psychological shackles by acting out a master-slave relationship. Here's a scene shortly after Lee Holloway, the secretary, has started working for Mr. Gray, the lawyer. He's just asked her into the office to discuss her typing errors on the letter she just gave him, but this feedback session takes an unexpected turn that ends with him smacking her behind. The secretary is played by Maggie Gyllenhaal, who is the sister of actor Jake Gyllenhaal. Mr. Gray is played by James Spader.
Now, I want you to bend over the desk so you're looking directly at it. Get your face very close to the letter and read the letter aloud.
I don't understand.
There's nothing to understand. Put your elbows on the desk. Bend over. Get your face close to the letter and read it aloud.
Dear Mr. Garvey, I'm grateful to you for referring...
Continue.
Stephen Shainberg, welcome to Fresh Air. I'd like you
Thank
to introduce the two main characters. In Secretary.
Well, the male lead is played by James Spader. Mr. Gray is a small town lawyer who is living a very isolated life, not caring too much about his law practice, which he doesn't do particularly well in. And he engages in sadomasochistic activities in his office with his secretaries, but he has never met a secretary quite like Lee Holloway, who is played by Maggie Gyllenhaal, who comes to his office having been in a mental hospital and has never really worked in the world. She's 23, 22, 24 years old, somewhere in there. And she gets a job as his secretary. And what evolves between them is what is generally looked upon as a sadomasochistic relationship, but it becomes sort of a beautiful, gentle love affair, much to his surprise and much to her surprise. So the things which he has done with other secretaries sort of goes further with her and evolves into something much more simultaneously threatening and tender.
What are some of the things he makes her do?
Well, he does things on the tamer side. He sort of plans her day very thoroughly and controls what she eats eventually and spanks her by having her lean over his desk whenever she makes a typing mistake. And he sort of takes her into a realm of sexuality and feeling, which is really the primary thing that's going on in the film, is what is he actually making her feel, not so much what is he doing to her. But he sort of opens a door in her life that she probably didn't know anything about before meeting him.
In the opening scene of Secretary, Lee, the young woman who becomes the secretary, is just getting out of a psychiatric hospital. She's a cutter, a self-mutilator. She has a little, under the bed, she keeps a little box of knives and files that she uses to mutilate herself. What is the connection you see in her psychological and emotional life between self-mutilation and the kind of sadomasochistic relationship she gets into with her boss, the lawyer?
Well, one of the things about self-mutilators, and it's funny because there's very little that you actually see in the film. You never actually see her cut herself. You never see any blood. You never see any skin break. You just, what you actually see is her contemplating cutting herself and struggling with whether or not she should cut herself or will cut herself. But there's a fetishistic quality about both of these things. She keeps a little box under her bed, and that has the quality of almost as if it's a little box of sex toys. And the intensity of feeling which somebody is after when they cut themselves is somewhat similar to the intensity of feeling, just on a very fundamental level, that somebody is after when they are hit by someone, when they're struck or when they're spanked. And so you have a character who is after some kind of real visceral experience. And the other thing is that someone like that has a lot of feeling, but it's contained kind of below the surface and is very protected. And a cutter, if you read the literature on them, you know, the psychoanalytic literature, you find that there are people who are extremely sensitive, actually, and they want to metaphorically get something out. They want access somehow to all that feeling. And I think that that's somewhat similar to somebody who needs to be struck by their lover or their husband or their wife in order to feel something. So there is a similarity. The difference in my mind, and one of the keys, I think, to the film, is that her self-mutilation is occurring in total isolation, separate from everybody. She has to do it by herself, kind of hidden almost in the dark in her room. And the experience that she has with Mr. Gray is intimate with somebody else. It's as if she's admitting somebody else into that private world. And I think we may underestimate how important that is and how freeing that is, and how, just in everybody's life, the difference between having an experience by yourself, whether it's scary or tender, and having it with somebody else.
Well, that's one of the almost comic aspects of your movie, is that a sadomasochistic relationship seems almost really sociable and healthy by comparison to locking yourself in your room and cutting yourself.
Well, I think a sadomasochistic relationship is healthy compared to many relationships that we have out there in the world.
Well, where do you come into in all this? What's your doorway into this subject of self-mutilation and sadomasochism?
Well, the thing that interests me, and one of the reasons that I was drawn to making the movie in the first place, is I'm very interested in the ways in which people bridge their isolation, however they do that. So in general, I find characters who are in some way cut off, shut down, unable to communicate how they really feel, totally compelling. You know, so these two people in the film, Mr. Gray and Lee Holloway, James Spader and Maggie Gyllenhaal, are so sort of alone in what they're doing and in how they're functioning in their lives. And the fact that they're able to bridge that and find love together, to me, is incredibly beautiful and moving. So that's my access to it. I mean, I feel like it's funny, you know, obviously the hook of the film is sadomasochism. You know, James Spader spanks Maggie Gyllenhaal. That's, you know, the pizzazz of it. But I think when people go into the film and they sit through it, they discover, lo and behold, that there's something really beautiful happening. And to me, that's what was so compelling.
Yeah, I want to make something clear. It's not like you're really showing much sex on the screen. So I don't want people to think that this is like a triple X rated movie or anything. It's not.
Yeah, I mean, I think that one of the pleasing things about the movie is that you don't see very much at all. I mean, most of it is about
mind
how
games
these two... It's about the mind, exactly.
You have to be really careful with a film like Secretary that the tone is right. Otherwise, the film can appear very silly or inappropriately brutal, which is not what you're going for. Were there movies that you watched that have to do with out-of-the-mainstream love or sexuality, and movies that became kind of markers for you of like what can go right and what can go wrong in that kind of movie. Movies to emulate and movies to really avoid.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, you know, there are films that I looked at, obviously you go, if you're looking at films about sexuality and say edgier sexuality, you go back automatically and look at Last Tango, you know, and sort of move from there. And, you know, I looked at the Japanese film In the Realm of the Senses, and I looked at Buñuel, and I looked at a film that came out recently called An Affair of Love, a French film. And these are all movies. I think the essential problem with movies about sex is when you make the movie about the sex, you get nothing. Because that the thing which makes any kind of sex scene, and as you were saying earlier, there's really very little that you see in Sex Secretary. But when you make a movie about sex, you have to make a movie about character. You have to make the movie about what does the sex mean to these people. And that better be something substantial. If it isn't something substantial, all you get is a well-photographed body.
My guest is Steven Schoenberg, director of the film Secretary. We'll talk more after a break. This is Fresh Air. Let's get back to our interview with Steven Schoenberg, director of the film Secretary. What are some of the issues you had to face in getting distribution for Secretary, issues that might have arisen out of the subject matter of the film, self-mutilation, sadomasochistic relationships?
Well, you know, people were afraid of the movie all the way down the line. I mean, from trying to get a script financed to trying to find the right producer to work with on the project, to actors who automatically said no. My original list of editors on the film consisted of 7 women editors in New York City, none of whom would even meet with me after reading the script. And I would say to the producers, but let me at least talk to them. I can tell them, you know, I'm not going to make the dark and creepy and scary version. I'm going to make the other version. So when we took the film to Sundance, there was a lot of interest from distributors, but they were very scared. And we won at Sundance the Special Jury Prize for Originality, which I think is just an absolutely delightful and exciting award, and a strange award. And subsequent to that, distributors started coming around much more aggressively. But, you know, it took a long time at each stage of the process for me to convince people that the film could be gentle and caring and could be revelatory and fairy tale like, and that it wasn't going to be a, you know, softcore porn film or a film that would send people out of the theaters, that it could actually be a Friday night date movie. So it took us a long time.
Now, you already had experience in making a movie that had very, very, very little distribution. You made a film adaptation of a Jim Thompson novel, and your movie was called Hit Me. It starred Elias Koteas. It played very few places, and it hasn't even come out yet on video. It will be coming out next year on video and DVD. Was that a very discouraging experience?
Well, you know, it's funny because, you know, in certain ways, yes, but in certain ways, no, because basically what I made a film when I made Hit Me that was trying to be absolutely true to Jim Thompson's voice. And it's a very dark and funny, weird, sad and troubled voice. And I felt that although a lot of other films had been made from his novels, The Grifters, After Dark My Sweet, 2 French films, I felt that they had basically done Jim Thompson light. And I didn't want to do Jim Thompson light. I wanted to do Jim Thompson for real. And I think I did. And the fact that, you know, the movie has its fans for sure and was one of the things that made it possible to get Secretary made, I think I was in a, you know, a different place in my life than in terms of what I wanted to make. And after having made a very sort of strong and visceral, not to say it's not funny, film, I wanted to do something softer. You know, I wanted to do a love story. And so in a certain way, making that film made it possible to make Secretary. I think if I hadn't made Hit Me, I wouldn't have been able to come to Secretary with a gentler and even sort of more unusual sense of humor. I don't think I would have gotten that out of my system yet.
What did you have to get out of your system?
Well, I was, you know, at the time when I made Hit Me, I was living an entirely different life. I was living in Los Angeles. I was essentially dealing with a lot of more difficult life circumstances. And I think I was a heavier person and a more kind of aggressive person in terms of my attitudes about filmmaking. So, you know, it made sense to go and make a film like that. It came out of me.
So in a way, would I be too reductive to say that Hit Me is about life is miserable and you're going to be lonely and things will really be bad? And Secretary is, you know, life is filled with pain and you're lonely and life is bad, but there's a possibility of actually making human connection and turning things around.
Yeah, but I think I think that's kind of a great comparison. If I was still seeing a psychiatrist, I would bring that in today and we would talk about that for the entire session. But you know, I think Secretary is even more playful than that. I think it's more kind of joyful and kind of looking for humor in places that you would least expect to find it. And I love that about it.
My guest is Steven Schoenberg. He's the director of the new film, Secretary. What are some of your all-time favorite movies?
Well, goodness, anything by David Lynch would be number one, probably. Blue Velvet was the film that really made me want to make movies. So I just, you know, look at everything that Lynch does as if, you know, I'm going to school. But certainly, you know, Kubrick and Polanski and, you know, I still go back and look at all of Scorsese's films probably every year. And, you know, Mike Lee as well. And I have sort of a weirdly dual personality where I'm interested in things that look beautiful, but I hate things that are overwhelmed by style. And so I'll look at a film by Mike Lee like Life is Sweet and feel like I'm sort of being cleansed, you know, almost the way some writers will talk about reading Hemingway. You know, we have to, I try to, you know, my aspiration is to make things that I love to look at that are visually exciting, but are essentially about people. And I think that's a rarity, you know. Movies so seldom now are just about human beings. It's so much more about, you know, explosions or special effects or what have you.
You said the Blue Velvet was the movie that made you want to make movies. How old were you when you saw it? And what did you really love about it? Like, what scenes really reached you the most? Or what about the overall story or movie? Yeah.
Well, you know, how old was I? I guess I was probably 20. How long? Well, I'm 39, so I'm not sure how long ago that was, but I was probably 23, 24, maybe something like that, 22. Mm-hmm. You know, Blue Velvet was it's just a beautiful dream. And I could talk about the film for a long time, but certainly it's his use of color and the sense of mystery and the sense of wonderment about things that are scary. You know, I remember reading a quote from David Lynch, and I probably won't get this exactly right, but he said something like, you know, there are a lot of interesting textures in the gutter. And I remember reading that and thinking, oh my God, you know, it's like there's a whole world out there that cinematically and visually and artistically that is discounted. And it's not necessarily things that are overtly ugly, because he certainly makes things that are just mesmerizingly beautiful to look at. But the film felt like, Blue Velvet to me felt like it was opening a door onto something dreamlike and unconscious and incredibly moving and also undecipherable and something which can't exactly be articulated. And I love that, you know, that it's not, you can't say exactly what it is that Kyle MacLachlan is experiencing in that film. And, you know, that whole ability to kind of tread into the unknown, for me, was just kind of, you know, very opening.
Steven Schoenberg is director of the film Secretary. It's in many theaters now. Secretary and his earlier film Hit Me will each be released on video and DVD around March. Schoenberg will be back in the second half of the show. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air. This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross, back with Steven Schoenberg, director of the offbeat comedy Secretary, about a young secretary and the lawyer she works for. Two very damaged people who find liberation in a sadomasochistic relationship. Schoenberg also directed the film Hit Me, which is based on a Jim Thompson crime novel. Earlier in our interview, he said that Blue Velvet is one of his favorite films, and it helped inspire him to make movies. There's a scene in Blue Velvet in which Isabella Rossellini and Kyle MacLachlan are beginning a relationship, and she says to him, who is much younger and more innocent, she says to him, "Hit me." Did that help inspire the title of your movie, Hit Me?
God, Terry, you found me out. That's where the title comes from. Good Lord. Yes, it is.
Oh, it is.
Absolutely.
I thought you were making fun of me for a second.
No, I'm not. I'm startled. You're the only person who's ever found me out. But that is actually where the title comes from. Yes.
Oh, well, good.
The book was called the Jim Thompson book was called A Swell Looking Babe, which is a title that I absolutely abhor. So, I was always looking for a new title, and the film has a lot to do with revelations, as in, oh my God, it hit me. And it also has to do with card playing, and Elias Koteas actually does slap somebody across the face in the movie. So there's a lot of ways in which the words hit me play in that film. But the original impetus was her whispering to Kyle MacLachlan.
Why that scene? Why did you want to pay homage to that scene? I mean, why did that scene stick in your mind so much? The Hit Me scene.
Sure. Well, you know, it's a scene where, first of all, the words Hit Me were applicable to the film. So if I hadn't had a movie that involved poker and that had a Elias Koteas' character having several kind of startling revelations about who he actually is, and things like that, I would never have used the words. But the scene is, in my mind, so much about Isabella Rossellini's character asking for something which she's afraid to ask for and which reveals something so tender about herself, and which eventually in Blue Velvet, Kyle MacLachlan is willing to do for her out of affection. And there's enormous ironies, obviously, in the two sentences that I've just said. But that irony is in the film Hit Me, too. The irony of falling in love with somebody from whom you're going to learn probably some scary things about yourself, which is what falling in love always involves.
It seems to me you're examining something very similar, but from a completely different angle in Secretary.
Exactly. Absolutely. I mean, I think that love relationships are much more complicated than they're usually portrayed on film. And I think it's incredibly exciting to try to get at some of the deeper things that go on when two people meet and end up together.
Do you walk around thinking that a lot of people don't really admit to some of the complex, disturbing feelings they really have?
Yeah. I mean, you know, both my parents were psychoanalysts. And at the dinner table when I was a kid, my sister and I would be treated to the most wonderful conversation about who said what that day and what the hell was really going on. You know, and so my fundamental belief is that, you know, just on the most sort of simple level, we all wear some kind of mask And the most exciting thing with somebody else or in the movies is to see the mask removed. And when you see the mask removed, you see something essentially beautiful because you're seeing somebody for what they are.
So I'm wondering, when your parents were sitting around the dinner table with you going over all these unusual case studies of, you know, unusual psychological behavior, were they then expecting you to be perfectly normal?
Well, you know, that's the word normal is an interesting thing, you know? I mean, obviously, there are schizophrenics who we can say are, let's say, abnormal, who are actually, you know, delusional. But working your way backward from there, I'm not quite sure where we should draw the line normal in the sand. I mean, I don't think the behaviors that Mr. Gray and Lee Holloway are displaying in Secretary, I don't think that those behaviors are abnormal. They're not. Many people are not spanking their wife or their husband, but something else is going on. And that doesn't mean sexually. There's some kind of thing that's hidden, that's secretive, that you don't know about. And this occurs in all relationships. So, you know, it's interesting to try to think about what are my own prejudices about other people. That's normal. This isn't. This is okay. That's not. And I think, you know, certainly the film is addressing that. And it's one of the things that really interests me and probably comes out of my background.
Stephen Shainberg, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thanks a lot, Terry.
Stephen Shainberg directed the film Secretary. It's in many theaters now. Secretary and his earlier film Hit Me will each be released on video and DVD around March. This is Fresh Air.